For today's interview segment, I'm chatting with Val Dolcini, who is currently the California State Director of the USDA Farm Service Agency. But Val, you'll soon have a new title.
That's right. Effective September 8th, I'm going to be the new administrator of the USDA Farm Service Agency, and I'll be headquartered in Washington, D.C.
That is a big promotion. So tell us, are you excited for your new position and all of the changes ahead?
Very much so. You know, this is really a great professional honor for me, but it's an opportunity to get back to D.C., where my wife and I have lived before, to, you know, work with colleagues at the department and elsewhere in Washington on, you know, lots of important issues that are facing farmers and ranchers today. Clearly, implementation of the Farm Bill is job one for FSA, and to that end, we've done a lot around the nation to assist with livestock disaster program payments, and next week we'll be rolling out a dairy margin protection program, and later in the fall there will be other FSA programs to be rolled out as well. So we're doing a lot of good work all around the nation these days.
So you've served California as the head of the FSA for about 5 years now, and a lot has gone on in that 5 years. We've seen several new programs come along to help producers, and we're in a historic drought, and so much more. Can you give us a recap of the issues you've seen during your time as the California State Director?
Yeah, it's been an eventful 5 years, Sabrina, that's for sure. You know, as you mentioned, we've rolled out a lot of different programs recently to assist farmers and ranchers with drought. We've had emergency conservation programs. The livestock forage program has been an active one here in California. We've worked with groups, large and small, on identifying possible loan programs to help with new irrigation systems. And, you know, that really just scratches the surface. Every day, all over the state, through the 30 offices that I've overseen here in California, you know, we provide essential tools and important services and really important federal programs to help farmers and ranchers expand their operations, to revitalize rural communities up and down the state, and really to be a gateway for other USDA services that sister agencies might provide. And, you know, I really look forward to doing that on a national level in the weeks and months to come. I'm going to start my to drive back to Washington, and I plan on visiting a lot of county and state offices along the way, and visiting with farmers and ranchers at every step of the journey. So I'm going to really hit the ground running, and we'll hopefully be able to replicate some of the successes that we've had in California when I get back to the big chair in Washington.
You know, a lot of people don't like change. A lot of farmers don't like change. Sometimes change is hard to deal with.
Right.
And this is going to be a pretty big change for the California Farm Service Agency office. Is there anything that you can tell the farmers here to give them some reassurance that they'll be in good hands?
Well, they absolutely will be. I'm being succeeded by a fellow named Oscar Gonzalez, who is a native Californian as well. And Oscar has spent the last several years working for USDA in Washington, so he knows exactly what sorts of programs are available and administered through the Farm Service Agency. He has a good sense of what our county office structure looks like, and he's got some of the finest women and men working here in California for FSA and other USDA agencies to rely upon and really to collaborate with. So Oscar will be a great new state executive director, and I certainly will be just a phone call away should he ever want to reach out and get my perspective on things, but I'm certain that he'll be able to take over and we won't miss a beat out here.
So, Val, as you know, here at AgNet West, since we are the statewide agriculture news network, we also provide agriculture news to networks and stations in other states. So we've worked with you quite a bit here in California, and especially here in the Central Valley. But you're heading out to be the national administrator for the Farm Service Agency. And for the other states that haven't been able to get to know you like we have, can you give them an introduction to who you are and what you've done out here?
Yeah. Well, I've been the state director here in California for the last 5 years, so, you know, I'm pretty well steeped in USDA and FSA programs. And before that, I spent part of my career in the private sector. I worked for a large management and technology consulting firm with operations all over the world, and I worked with our business executives on strategizing the best ways to work with government agencies at the state and local level. And prior to that, I worked for a couple members of Congress, one of whom represented my home district in California, which is predominantly rural, and so I worked a lot on ag and rural policy issues for him when I was a member of his staff. And, you know, I'm a graduate of law school here in California. I went to college here as well, and my family goes back five generations in California. So, you know, originally we were farmers and ranchers as well, and, you know, the community that I live in and the things that I do in and around the community really represent a deep interest in rural policy issues and agriculture, and certainly working with the men and women of California agriculture over the last number of years has taught me even more about what it takes to farm in the 21st century. And I think that that's going to be, you know, one of my key roles as I go across the country over the next couple of weeks, is just listening to the farmers and ranchers and county office staff from other states and getting their perspective and trying to better understand the things that, you know, work or don't work so well, so that I can tweak them when I get back there. And, you know, I'm going to see some large production ag operations in the Midwest and Nebraska and Kansas. I'm going to see some smaller farming operations in the Southeast when I go through Arkansas and Mississippi and Alabama, and I'll see, you know, small family farms, large family farms all across the way. So it's really going to be a great educational opportunity for me to travel the countryside. I really think that I can best serve as administrator, you know, if I keep connected to the people that work for me and the people that we work for, the farmers and ranchers of the United States, and I'm really looking forward to that.
So I've had the opportunity to work with you quite a bit and get to know you a little, and I know you're very passionate about what you do for farmers. Now, tell me, what is the most exciting part of all of this for you?
I think the thing that really, for me, is of greatest personal interest is the work that we do to reach out to small and beginning farmers and ranchers. And I've spent a lot of time in California over the last 5 years working with a group in the San Diego area that trains veterans who are returning from Iraq and Afghanistan and other active duty deployments and are now interested in a career in agriculture. We've been able to work with this organization called Archie's Acres in San Diego, and they were recently, in fact, honored at a White House event for Champions for Change. And they do fantastic things, and we're able to modify our programs, our loan programs, to assist these men and women who are trying to develop their own agricultural operations. And that's, I think, the great thing that FSA can do around the country, is really be a, you know, a gateway for opportunity for small farmers and ranchers, whether they're frankly veterans or somebody who's just in the midst of a career change or looking to expand a small operation to better serve local restaurants or farmers markets. And, you know, we've got wonderful programs that will really help people to build their own version of the American dream. And, you know, to me, that's where the greatest successes of the agency lie.
Great programs. You know, I'm a big supporter of veterans programs too. So thank you for making those a priority.
I know you are.
And thank you again for everything you've done to support California farmers.
It's been great work.
So we will check back in with you to see how your road trip is going, and then we'll check in once again once you're settled in. Thank you for taking time to talk with us today, Val. It was my pleasure as always. Again, Val Dolcini leaving his position as the California State Director of the Farm Service Agency to take the National FSA Administrator position.